I asked Jimmy during the break, have you seen Scarface? And he said, yes, just never finished it.
You know how it ends? It's not good for
Jimmy,
Tony.
Then you haven't seen it.
It doesn't work out for Tony, Jimmy.
Shocking to me. Shocking that it did start with Giselle Espinelles.
Yeah.
That's like shocking that she's never seen it because she's married to Will Manso. That's like one of those movies. I'm sure you have movies with Valentina Solana that you make her watch because, hey, you have to see this. I know I did that with Lori. And then when, you know, I had DJ, you know, I had to watch, I remember, I think it was during COVID, we watched Die Hard. He had never seen that. Watch Breakfast Club. Like, there's just certain movies that you want people in your life to have seen. Shocking that there are so many people in my life who have never seen Scarface. But I guess it's really an old movie. I mean,
my fiance, Valentina, is not, I didn't know this. I was talking to her about our conversation with Giselle, and she's like, I've never seen Scarface. I'm like, well, it's crazy. What? How?
Yeah.
I think I've seen Scarface 25 times.
Oh my God. I've seen it 100 times. But I mean, in the 80s, man, I mean, that's the only movie that we quoted. That movie was, and it's, I was telling Appel and Solana off the air during the break, like, movie is so ham handed, but I didn't know it in the 80s. And we thought Al Pacino was playing a great Cuban, like, what a great actor he is to channel. And now you watch it, it's just cringeworthy, but it's still great. Like, you can't, I get enveloped in it anytime that it's on.
Rags to riches.
Rags to riches.
You know what movie I used to make people watch? I tried to make my son watch, and he made 10 minutes in and went and played PlayStation. Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah,
I think it's hilarious.
You know, I can see where, because your son, maybe at like 16, 17, but he needs action. I mean, there's nothing happening in that movie.
What are you talking about? First 5 minutes, he throws the little action figure on the fishing line out the window, and it starts bouncing.
There is nothing happening in that movie. Just awkward interaction after awkward interaction.
That's what makes the movie funny.
Scenes, man. Those lunchroom. Yeah, but you're like an adult, like not to a kid. Those lunchroom interactions, man. Yeah. Oh my God. He puts the tater tots in his pocket.
LaFonda, come on, man. Chan, come watch this part. So it's that's his girlfriend. Yeah, on the internet. He met her on the internet. Okay.
Yeah, it just, sometimes it just doesn't hit. So, Dolphins training camp starts next week in earnest. Rookies reported this week. The first public practice is Saturday the 26th. So, if you're looking to watch the Dolphins practice, the first public practice is 1 week from this Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. Saturday the 26th, 9 to 11 a.m. That's at that's not in Davie anymore, right? That's at the stadium.
Miami
Gardens. All in Miami Gardens now.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the first public practice. Then there's practices July. These are public. July 28th, 29th, 30th, all 9 to 11 a.m. Friday, August 1st. They have a couple season ticket holder practices. There's an open practice to the public that's a joint practice with the Jaguars on August 21st. So we're in the zone, man. I was looking at some of the Dolphin stuff. The Dolphins preseason games are Sunday, August 10th at Chicago. That's less than a month away. Saturday, August 16th at Detroit. And then the only Dolphins preseason home game this year is Saturday, August 23rd. Jacksonville Jaguars are in town. And they get underway, man.
I it's funny you brought it up. First thing pops in my mind is Zach Wilson. I asked Mike Cuno yesterday, like, are we the one of the only teams that are so concerned with the backup quarterback. I'm concerned with the backup quarterback. I'm not going to lie, and I think it's lame.
Funny that you say that. I did actually have questions written for Appel that I didn't get to. One of them was, what's your biggest concern for the upcoming Dolphins season? Because I think mine is the backup quarterback, which I know sounds silly, but I was on that at the end of last season.
You were.
Go address that, and that way, when, you know, the inevitable happens, and when I say the inevitable happens, by the way, I'm not saying because it's Tua. I'm saying it's because it's a starting quarterback in the NFL. Mm-hmm. They're going to miss a game. There's short weeks that, like, it just happens. And when the inevitable happens, to me, like, you don't want to feel like you're missing a beat or the drop off is so great. That's how I feel about Zach Wilson. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel have seen something that I didn't see. But, man, I feel like the drop-off from Tua to Zach Wilson is too great.
But, Hulk, you have to take into account that Kansas City, the Buffalo Bills don't give a damn who their backup quarterback is. Like you say, it's inevitable. It's not inevitable for every team.
Well, but I'll tell you why. Because the Buffalo Bills are going to win on a down season 10 games. That's how good they are. 11 games. And if Josh Allen is healthy and playing and everything goes right, they're going to win 13 games, 14 games. The Dolphins are going to try, I think, to sneak out 10 or 11 games. And is that enough? 10 or 11 wins. Is that enough to vault you into the playoffs? I think a missing win because of poor backup play cost the Dolphins a lot more than Buffalo or Kansas City.
Could decide the season. What was that, Green Bay? What was that Tim Boyle throw on 4th-and-3? I'm never going to forget that call.
Put Kansas City or Buffalo on the road in the playoffs week 1, whatever. It's Kansas City and Buffalo. Put the Dolphins on the road rather than at home. I mean, we saw it a couple seasons ago. But, like, that's why I think it's more important. Like, yeah. I'm with you. They don't care. But there's a reason they don't care, and there's a reason that we care so much about the backup quarterback position, which is why I'm still perplexed at the Zach Wilson signing when there were other quarterbacks out there that seemingly would have been better backups and probably not for that much more money.
Yeah, and you said something yesterday. Was it Mike? It was like, if we see Quinn Ewers, something went totally wrong, and you joked about it, like, Zach Wilson sucks. That's what it means. If I had to bet money, I think we see Quinn Ewers in an NFL game next season.
That would be a very bad sign. It would. It would just be a terrible sign.
What if he just beat out, it'll make Chris Greer look so bad. If he beats out Zach Wilson for the backup role.
Then they really signed the worst possible. Solana. I mean, what round did they take Quinn Ewers?
Seven. Yeah. It was the last one.
So you just totally, I don't know what the noise meant, but you're just totally saying Zach Wilson's going to beat Quinn Ewers. Like, it's Zach Wilson still now.
The week we drafted Quinn Ewers, I joked that I'm buying my Quinn Ewers jersey and that Quinn Ewers should start week 1. I joked about that. Crowder, Quinn Ewers went in the seventh round for a reason. He's not beating out somebody who has started in the NFL. And listen, I'm not a big Zach Wilson fan. I didn't like the signing either. I don't hate it as much as you guys. He's not getting beat out by a seventh-round pick. Like, this guy can still play in the NFL. Can he be a good player in the NFL? I don't know, but he can play in the NFL.
I looked this up during the break after yesterday when we talked about it briefly. Like, Zach Wilson's not a good quarterback.
Never has been.
He's like,
I mean, really never has been.
Yeah, that's,
I mean, in college.
Yeah, BYU, he was amazing. That's why he got drafted. What was he, like, number 2 pick or whatever? But there's no Zach Wilson game. There's no time you say, oh, does Zach Wilson got something?
Nah, that's not true. Zach Wilson and Aaron Rodgers won the same amount of games.
No. Their teams won the same amount of games. Zach Wilson is not that good a football player, Solana.
I can't believe I'm taking the position of defending Zach Wilson because that's not what I'm here to do.
He loves Zach Wilson. He hates Kobe Bryant. I mean, you don't know where this guy's caught. I mean, what world do you live in?
That's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm not trying to defend Zach Wilson, but I don't think that, first of all, if you're going into a season, and this was my argument last year, Hawk, and it'll continue to be my argument, if you're going into the season and the backup quarterback is your biggest concern every year, I understand why it is. I'm not saying you're wrong, but that in itself is a massive problem. A massive problem.
It's not when you're a middling team.
Last year, the Dolphins didn't miss the playoffs, Hawk, because the backup quarterback was bad. Would it have been better to have a good backup quarterback so that Seattle and Tennessee don't look as miserable as they did? For sure. But Tua comes back. Week 8. They lose to Arizona at home despite having a lead.
He had just missed a bunch of games.
But
I'm just saying, like, you're saying that would still be a loss. And I'm saying, well, no, if he was playing, or if they had better backup play, you could take that loss to get the rust off him, because you've won a couple games that you shouldn't have lost.
They lose at Buffalo, and they did play very well in that game, to be fair. But hey,
and let me tell you something. If he doesn't go out in the first Buffalo game, they come back and win that. He was just getting it together that game, if I remember correctly.
Then they rattle off 3 straight wins. Don't forget about this. They rattle off 3 straight wins, despite not looking great, but they beat the Rams on the road. The Rams won a playoff game last year. They beat Las Vegas. Took them a little bit to get out of the gate, but they won the game at home like they're supposed to. They beat the Patriots like they're supposed to. They put up 30 points. They go to Green Bay. Here we go. December or late November. December football on the road against a playoff caliber team. Tua, Jordan Love. The headlines write themselves. And the Dolphins got laughed off the field. That's why they missed the playoffs, Hawk.
It was gold.
That's why they missed the playoffs.
It was gold.
Tua was healthy. They had just won 3 straight games, and he had the worst game of the season on the road in a must-win game. And then they beat the Jets in double overtime. They need double overtime the following week.
But that Green Bay game's not a must-win game if they don't lose to a couple crappy teams that they shouldn't have lost to because they had poor backup play.
They go to Houston. Same exact situation. In a dome. You can't even use the weather situation. On the road. Must-win game against a playoff-caliber opponent who last year regressed, considering how well CJ Stroud played the year before, and they put up 12 points in the game, and they still had a chance to tie it at the end, and Tua threw an awful interception. That's why they missed the playoffs. So my biggest question is, going into the season, what is this offense going to look like? Because clearly, if you're relying on Tua to win you games in late December, it's not going to work. That's proven. Track record. We know that's proven. So you need a run game. Mm-hmm. And is the offensive line good enough to sustain a run game in late December? That's what I want to see.
I'm with you on that. And that's a lot on Mike McDaniel evening out and, you know, balancing his offense out. But Solana, 3 years, Zach Wilson's best record as a starter. I think he won what? 6 games? No, 5. 5-4 is his best record ever. 4-7, 3-10, 12-21, 23 touchdowns, 25 interceptions. Zach Wilson is not, like you said, arguing for Zach Wilson, arguing that this offense needs to get back where it was 2 years ago to Hawks' point makes sense. Arguing that you're not concerned with Zach Wilson after we know Tua can get hurt, which he has every year but one of his career. For you not to be concerned with the backup quarterback position, I think you're putting your head in the sand.
I'm not saying I'm not concerned. I just don't think that's my biggest concern, because I still think even if Tua has to miss 4 games, which, again, that to me is a bigger problem, but if he does have to miss 4 games, the Dolphins should still be in a position to at the very least sneak into the playoffs as they were a year ago. Think about how we felt after week 2. Tua goes down. We know he's going to be out at least 4 weeks. We're like, oh my God, season's over. This is the worst case scenario. We literally felt as low as we've ever felt as a fan base. And then 5 weeks later, Tua comes back. You lose to Arizona. You play well, but you lose. You almost beat Buffalo on the road. You probably should have, but their stupid kicker made a 60-yard field goal. And then you win 3 straight games, and you're like, oh, we still have a chance to make the playoffs. Like that's what happens in the NFL because of the parity. Right? Yeah, but I'm not taking anything away from
Tua. I'm just saying,
from those wins.
Because you were blaming the season on him about 3 minutes ago on your diatribe. You blamed it on him, but now you're telling me that they were actually in it because of him.
They were. They need him to be good. I agree with that. They need him to be good.
Somebody texted in, I'm with Solana. I think you guys are going to find out Zach Wilson is 10 times better than what you think, and you're going to remember this text, so please remember. I hope Zach Wilson is 1,000 times better than I think. But there is no chance I'm going to remember that text.
Dexter, I pray to God he becomes Joe Montana. We pray to him.
Yeah.
12 and 21, 57%, more interceptions and touchdowns in three starting seasons. No, I'm not convinced he's going to be good. He has a resume that's embarrassing. That's why he's a backup. That's why they gave him a one-year deal. That's or a two-year deal. That's why he's not making starting money, because he's not a starting quarterback anymore. Because he's proven that with three seasons starting. He didn't touch the field in Denver last year. You know why? They had a rookie by the name of Bo Nix that outplayed him consistently and took his damn job.
So if you want to see Zach Wilson a week from Saturday, open practice in Miami Gardens, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m.
I don't like that.
Ends up. Take a quick look at the headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
I'm going to ask this question. We don't have to dive into it if you guys do not want to, because it's kind of been played out. To me, it sounds ridiculous, but I'll ask the question because it has been news in this Miami news cycle. LeBron James and the Miami Heat.
Yes.
Do you actually think it's a legitimate possibility? No. Okay.
I don't think him going
to Dallas, but I don't see him coming to Miami.
Yep. I don't think him and Pat get along. Y'all argue with me. We talked about it before. I don't think him and Pat get along. I don't think either one of them wants to. LeBron's
like a superhuman. Like, he's not going backwards. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, in his head would be going backwards. Not that I think it would be, but I think that would be going backwards. I think he did it one time for Cleveland. He had to get that championship out of the way. And I don't think he would return. Although he does love drama. He does love drama.
But didn't he call it? Didn't he say something about that was like going to college and learning how to win? Yeah, nobody goes to college and goes back to college. You've already done that.
Right.
Well, the reason why this really took off was because one outlet posted that the Lakers don't want to take back any contracts beyond 2026 in a supposed or alleged LeBron trade, right? And that the only teams that could send out $50 million or more in expiring contracts are the Los Angeles Clippers and the Miami Heat. So this kind of took traction because of that specific tweet, because then Bleacher Report puts out a hypothetical. Wiggins, Rozier, two first round picks, and the Heat get back LeBron James and Bronny James.
I would take Jeannie Buss over Bronny James.
Stick us with a second Shabazz Napier.
What do we need him for? Huh?
I find this fascinating. On the celebrity birthday list is Don Kessinger.
Don't know who that is.
None of you guys know Don Kessinger. Stop looking it up, Solana.
I know Don Kessinger.
Yeah,
hands up here. Play for the Cubbies.
100%. Turn your camera around to the computer.
Well, my computer is the camera.
Oh, you don't have an external camera?
Let me do like a mirror situation.
Yeah.
Can you see?
Solana.
That's Don Kessinger.
Solana. He was born in 1942.
Why is Don Kessinger? Is he still alive?
That is 83. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't say dead.
Why is Don Kessinger on? He played for the Cubs and the White Sox when I was a kid.
Didn't you have like a bit with Don Kessinger though? On the Levitard show or something?
I don't think so, man.
No, Don Kessinger coached him in baseball when he was a kid.
I don't think Dan would know Don Kessinger. That is the most random celebrity birthday. To call him a celebrity is, I mean, pushing it so much. Do you know who Robert Romanus is? Don Kessinger is 83 today. Robert Romanus is 69. Don't look him up, Solana.
No, I'm not. I swear I'm not. No, I swear I'm not. I'm just trying to figure out, like, I'm typing in Don Kessinger. Why would I put him on the celebrity birthday list?
To take the heat off La Manzana.
I'm trying to see if I could find some sort of take on Don Kessinger. Make sure you don't work next year on this date either. I have 2 days off.
He's trying to get a whole week.
Hey, you guys, I'm assuming you don't know who Robert Romanus is.
No, he's 69 never
heard. Today.
No,
nice. Robert Romanus.
He played Damone in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, the ticket scalper.
Never seen it.
Yes, you have.
I've watched a lot of movies, but I didn't. Yeah.
You watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You love Forrest Whitaker, Jefferson. And then Jefferson keeps coming up to Damone saying, "Where's my Earth, Wind, and Fire tickets?" And he's like, yeah,
"Oh, that's him. Okay.
Earth, Wind, and Fire got you down for two.
I got you. I
what
was in and out.
Random celebrity birthday list. My celebrity birthday list today has Don Kessinger, Robert Romanus, and then David Hasselhoff and Mason Rudolph.
Not a big fan of old Mason Rudolph. He's not a fan of me either.
Not so much.
David Hasselhoff has a special place in my memory. Mm. Not because of anything he did. He's an actor, right? David Hasselhoff. But because in 2006, when the Miami Heat are playing the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA Finals.
Well, that was a Levitard show bit.
Was it really?
We did the face fans with David Hasselhoff. We made those.
They the stadium started putting pictures while Dirk was at the free throw line for mm-hmm. games 3, 4, and 5, the only home games, pictures of David Hasselhoff, and the whole stadium started chanting, David Hasselhoff. Yeah. I just assumed because they were both German. That was my guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You started that?
We did face fans, and they we got in trouble for it.
By who?
The Heat. Huh. Well, we were giving them away from like locations outside the arena. We were the team's partner, and I think we had sold a sponsorship on the back of the face fan. I don't know, like a whole thing. Anyway, happy birthday, Don Kessinger. Anything else in the headlines?
Inter Miami did lose yesterday 3-0, and it looks like...
Did Messi play?
Yes, he did. Messi and Suarez played the whole 90. Looks like Rodrigo De Paul, it's confirmed, he'll be the newest member of Inter Miami. Mm-hmm. The Marlins, Los Marlins, they're back in action tomorrow. They return from the All-Star break. And I mentioned this briefly in the last hour, but Von Miller... posted on Instagram, he's signing with the Commanders. Big NFL news.
He's got stuff left?
No. He wasn't very good last year. Yeah.
All right. Your weather? 85 degrees. Hot. Humid. That's your weather.
I don't think I gave you a heads up, Crowder, but I'd like you to talk about Delaware Chicken Farm here.
I would love to tell people about the best food.
I know you would. They still have Crowder food. Powder there?
They got Crowder powder there, all three blends.
You can get How's Crowder powder going? I haven't asked seafood. You. Haven't asked you lately. How's Crowder powder going? I
good, good, good. We're packing boxes daily, shipping them out.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. It's come a little redundant.
Boy, the way you raved about it is a great family activity. Just a few months ago, now it's just redundant.
The kids are tapping out. I'm sitting up until
pretty much
midnight.
Left you to
taping boxes up. Yeah, man. It's wonderful, wonderful.
Well, keep Crowder busy. Order your Crowder powder at crowderpowder.com. Give Crowder something to do. It's not at movie premieres.
Y'all got to go to Delaware. Crowder powder is there. All three bins of Crowder powder. And the best. I'm talking about the freshest food, the best staff. My man Jose, the owner, they know what they're doing. They have been blessing South Florida with delicious food since 1951. I've been going there since 05. Go to Delaware Chicken Farm for all your lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, fish, alligator, venison. They have so much delicious food. They have sides, all your meat, got all your sides. Don't feel like cooking? burgers and sandwiches, fried chicken, roasted chicken, buffalo chicken dip is amazing, and that smoked fish dip is the best in the world. Smoked tuna dip, come on now. I'm telling you, it's a meal in itself. Y'all go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website, DelawareChicken.com. See the entire menu. You know what you want? Call them in advance, 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Place your order. It'll be package ready when you get there. Curbside delivery. They'll bring it out to the car because all they want to do is what they have been doing since 1951. Get delicious food back to your tailgate, your watch party, family dinner, romantic dinners, your weddings, pool parties, eating by yourself. Get the freshest, most delicious food. Prices are amazing. In peace with the big grocers, you got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, grab your Crowder powder and tell them Crowder sent you.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
Chris Perkins wrote in the Sun Sentinel a story, a column. Have the Dolphins finally solved their backup QB issue? We were just talking about that, so I'll read you what he writes. Miami Dolphins backup quarterback Zach Wilson better be good. That's not as much of a demand on Wilson, the 25-year-old number two selection in the 2021 draft by the Jets, as it is on Dolphins general manager Chris Greer and coach Mike McDaniel. Since McDaniel was hired in 2022, the Dolphins have had problems with all of their backup quarterbacks, numbers two, three, and four, whether it's been Skylar Thompson, Teddy Bridgewater, Mike White, Tim Boyle, or Tyler Snoop Huntley, none has been an adequate fill-in. Wilson, who the Dolphins signed as a free agent in March, is the Dolphins' hand-picked backup. McDaniel called the strong-armed Wilson, who struggles with accuracy, a direct, calculated target. In light of that, it appears rookie quarterback Quinn Ewers, the seventh-round pick out of Texas, has little chance to surpass Wilson for the number two job. The Dolphins hope Wilson can benefit from the same career-salvaging program that helped starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, whose career was floundering before McDaniel took over. Not comparing the players at all. On the record, not comparing the players, Tua found that this environment helped him through that process, McDaniel said. Wilson is excited about the opportunity. What's not to like, right? Wilson said. Extremely explosive offense, and I think they do a great job, and it starts from Coach McDaniel and goes all the way down. You've seen how Tua's development has gone, too, since he's been there, and I think I'm just excited to be with those guys. The hope is that the Dolphins never have to play Wilson, who was traded to Denver last season, where he spent the year as a third-teamer behind Bo Nix and Jarrett Stidham. The reality is the Dolphins have had problems with their number one quarterback, Tagovailoa. He missed five games in 2022 due to a pair of concussions and missed six games in 2024 due to a concussion and a hip injury. There's a decent chance the Dolphins will need Wilson early in the season and late. Tua has been injured in both September and December in 2022 and 2024. But they'll need to be sure Wilson is ready. In 3 years with the Jets, Wilson compiled a 12-21 record to go along with 23 touchdowns, 25 interceptions, and a 73.2 passer rating while completing 57% of his passes. After two listless seasons, Wilson was replaced as the Jets starter in 2023 by Aaron Rodgers. Wilson's best season might have been 2022 when he had a 5-4 record while throwing six touchdowns and seven interceptions with a 72.8 passer rating. In 2023, after Rodgers went down with an Achilles injury in the opener, Wilson had a 4-7 record, eight touchdowns, seven interceptions, and a 77.2 passer rating. Regardless, Wilson is a player the Dolphins think they can mold and groom. If Greer is right, it'll go down among the biggest accomplishments of the Greer-McDaniel era. If he's wrong, it could cost him and McDaniel big time. After all, the Dolphins could have signed another veteran quarterback such as Jameis Winston or Jimmy Garoppolo, neither of which is overly appealing. In fact, on the whole, the backup quarterback market might not have been very appealing among players such as Josh Dobbs, I love, Jacoby Brissett, and Mac Jones. Wilson should get plenty of work in training camp practices and preseason games because nowadays starters get most of their work in training camp during joint practices with opposing teams. The Dolphins haven't had much success when Tua's been sidelined. They were 1-4 in games he didn't start in 2022 and 2-4 in games he didn't start in 2024. It won't be solely on Wilson if called upon to improve on that record. After all, some might argue part of the problem with the number two quarterback is the Miami offense is tailored specifically for and perhaps only for Tua. Still, if Wilson doesn't find a way to get a couple of victories, if he has to make a few starts, it might mean the Dolphins still haven't solved their years-long problem of finding a quality backup quarterback. And in a way, that could reflect poorly on Greer or McDaniel.
The backup quarterback situation has been terrible for a long time. Zach Wilson has played two full seasons, 33 starts, and he's 12-21. Every time he throws a touchdown, he's going to throw an interception. That's what history and resume says. They're going to fix him in Tua's offense? I don't believe it. I am so skeptical about this Zach Wilson thing. I don't know what to say. I don't think Zach Wilson is about to be anything worth a damn in this offense.
I mean, what Chris Perkins writes there has to give you concern, right? When he lays out the stats for you, this dude does not throw more touchdowns than interceptions.
No. Any season. And it's not 8 games. It's 33 games starting. Then getting replaced. I didn't even think about that. He's in Denver last year. Jared Stidham. So you can say Bo Nix. He's the guy. They drafted him early. They're going to play the young guy. Then Jared Stidham beats him out. He's the third string. Last year, he didn't even wear a jersey some weeks. Like, come on, man. I love Perk. Great job, Perk, because I would rather have Jameis. I'd rather have, funny, not even to you, Hawk. I'd rather have Josh Dobbs, Jameis.
Josh Dobbs all day. Jacoby Brissett.
Jimmy G. Justin Fields, no. He was, you know, he moved, but I wouldn't want
Justin Fields for sure.
I don't, not in this offense. This offense isn't made for Justin, but like those first three guys, Jameis, Josh Dobbs, Jacoby Brissett, I take them over.
It's
Zach
a curious
Wilson.
Choice. It is, you know, it was curious when we first found out about it. And it just, and again, I hope that texter earlier was right. I hope he's 1,000 times better than I think he's going to be. I hope, like you said, he's so good that they can trade Tua because he's the next Joe Montana. I hope you're right. But there's nothing on his resume that shows you that he's going to be.
No. And he was in a bad situation in New York. I honestly say that. But then Denver, with the offense they run with, what's his name? Sean Payton? Come on now.
But he was there to be a backup. Like he wasn't there to start anyway.
He ended up third string.
And he couldn't even be he was there to be a backup and he was a backup's backup.
My only thing is when it comes to backup quarterback, and I'm not telling you again that he was the best available choice and that the Dolphins nailed this. I don't think they did. I think paying him $6 million when you compare it to what other backup quarterbacks got, some of the guys you just listed, is a reach, and they probably didn't do the right due diligence when picking their backup quarterback. But my expectations are so low for backup quarterbacks, and I don't think you want Zach Wilson to go out there and play the offense that Tua Tagovailoa plays. You want to know why? Because nobody can do the things that Tua does in this offense, which is part of the frustration a year ago, where you're going into Seattle and you're like, oh, Skylar Thompson, go run Tua's offense. Well, no. Like, he can't. So why doesn't McDaniel adjust? And that's what drove us nuts last year. Those games that Tua was out, they kept doing the same thing. They're spinning their wheels, trying to get Tim Boyle, Skylar Thompson.
Well, that's why I would have loved a Justin Fields. I would love a guy who can just take off.
But Justin Fields is starting in New York.
No. I get it. All I'm saying is there were other options. I'm not certain what they saw in Zach Wilson that, and if you go, oh, well, $6 million, that's commensurate with what, you know, like then overpay. Overpay someone. Like if you go, hey, the market dictates about $6 million for a decent guy who's been his back, like then overpay because this position, Chris Perkins wrote it there. This position has bitten you in the butt.
Yeah.
Specifically McDaniel and Greer.
Yeah. I would say to that point, and Solana, I'm sorry, I know it's your boy. Them putting 3 years of money and development into Skylar Thompson to find out he can't play in this league, I think that's one of Chris Greer. You know, he's a friend of mine. That's one of Chris Greer's biggest misses. And McDaniel to co-sign on keeping Skylar Thompson here for all that damn time. The boy can't play ball.
No, for sure. Like, I couldn't have been more wrong about Skylar. But to be fair, from my perspective, well, they're keeping him around. They're paying him money. They didn't want to put him on the practice squad because they were so sure that other teams were going to poach
and
this
someone
guy.
Someone would have, by the way. They were right. Like, someone would have snapped him up.
Somebody probably would have. And he's there under their guidance for two seasons. And the one opportunity he gets, he looked like a deer in headlights. That has to be a huge indictment, not just on Chris Greer, but on the developmental program that Mike McDaniel's running for a guy like Zach Wilson, by the way, who they're trying to do the same thing with, his career.
Zach Wilson's not going to look like a deer in headlights. He's got too many NFL starts to look that way. So he's got that leg up. But there's nothing in his resume. Crowder said it. Like, there's nothing in his resume. Chris Perkins wrote it. There's nothing in his resume that would lead you to believe that he's going to be anything special as a backup quarterback or anything better than what we've seen, because his numbers, when he gets all the first team reps, aren't there. Hope I'm wrong.
I know we got to say, I hope I'm wrong too, but I'm not very optimistic about this one.
If we see Zach Wilson, like, let's be honest, if we see Zach Wilson, like, again, I know you guys feel differently.
Starting quarterbacks are going to go down. Sorry. I know, yeah, we love to treat Tua as like someone different, but starting quarterbacks are going to go down.
I know. You're right. You're not wrong. You're 100% right. You can go through every starting quarterback in the NFL. They'll miss time, 100%. But it's different with Tua. It just is. It's different. And if we're going to do this again, week three, he's going to be out for whatever reason, concussion or not, anything. Hip, bruised rib, broken rib, hand, finger, whatever the case may be. Like, bro, one season now of five, you play 17 games. Like, at a certain point, like, you have to say, hey, we need you out there, which is what Chris Greer said, by the way, at the end of last year. He did say, like, Chris Greer himself said, our guys have to be available. That starts with Tua. And I will really be upset, really, if he's missing 4 or 5 games again.
Now, listen, don't they open on a Sunday and then play Thursday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might see Zach Wilson that Thursday night. That's a quick week. Anyway.
Skinny this year or big? I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
I think he's mid. I think he's mid size. Yeah. Anyway, happy birthday, Don Kessinger. 4 o'clock hour is coming up.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.